Hey, everybody, just a quick word before we get started with this week's episode. We wanted to remind you that it does take money to put this little free fake radio show out there each week. So now we've got this fancy new merch tab there at www.air-raid.net that you can buy our t-shirts and posters from. And also, we've got a new donate button on the homepage right at the top so you don't forget. And that money goes to a good spot. It goes to, it goes right into my hands. And I use that money to buy booze and cigarettes. It's a good place. Well, hello and welcome, everyone.
Only redeem yourself.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast.
The reason you're going to slap away every day.
This is episode 120.
You sound insane.
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn out series.
You killed it. You totally murdered it.
I am your host, Aaron Roden.
Can you get an STD from a polar bear?
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the holidays. And I say that loosely, of course. It is this week we will be enjoying Halloween. So excited. I love this holiday, everyone. I love it. It's probably one of my favorites. Even though it's not really, I don't know. Is Halloween really considered a holiday? Is it truly considered a holiday? I don't think so. Well, maybe. I guess it could be, right? It's about the harvest, right? I mean, I don't know how Halloween got started, how the horror thing all got tied into it. I have no idea. This isn't the Dana Gould hour. You're not gonna learn anything. Anything useful, anyway. We've got a great show planned for you this week. It is, since Halloween is here, we are... Well, let's... why don't I just... why don't I just not be a retard? I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that word. I apologize. I apologize for using that that word. That was a bad one. I'm having trouble, obviously, as you can hear. But we went to the Cube 93 Haunted House down at the Old Seattle Morgue in Georgetown, South Seattle, along with two really, really great comedians, Seattle's own Derek Sheen and now Los Angeles' own Brian Cook, a guy who writes for Joan Rivers, amongst other people. Or amongst other things. I don't know if he writes for multiple people. Anyway, it was a great night. We walked through this haunted house. We got a tour of the whole facility by the owner, Scott. And he took us up into where the magic happens, where all the makeup is done and everything like that. They've got all these professional makeup artists up there that are doing people up, and this whole like wall full of masks and costumes and props, and oh man, I was in heaven. I was in absolute heaven. I love that stuff. I've always loved special effects and especially makeup. I've never been able to do it myself, but it's really, really cool, and man, do I love that stuff. But yeah, it was great to go and kind of walk through that whole thing. And here's the thing. I tried my best to make an interesting episode of us walking through this haunted house and try to explain it to you as we're walking through and everything like that. It didn't turn out that great, but it is it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. I'll say that much. So, that'll be coming up here in a moment. Boy, did I just sell the shit out of that or what? Oh man. But every time Halloween comes around, it gets me thinking about my childhood. Of course, you know, you're walking around the town, you're trick-or-treating. It seemed so innocent at the time, right? I mean, because I, to tell you the truth, we don't see a whole lot of kids walk around our neighborhood during Halloween. They just don't go around our neighborhood. I don't know. Maybe if I lived a block over towards more, you know, actual houses, maybe we'd actually see some more foot traffic. But it seems like a lot of the time, especially here in Seattle, that kids actually kind of go around to, like, these little business districts and walk around from business to business and trick-or-treat at these businesses, which is fine, you know. It seems it takes away some of the magic for me, though, because, first of all, they're all doing it in daylight. It's not really happening at dark anymore. It just doesn't seem like a lot of kids are allowed to kind of go out and run around and be mischievous and do their thing on Halloween, which is like a huge part of Halloween, right? And I'm sure in, like, you know, my hometown, kids probably are still running around and acting like jerks, egging houses, toilet papering trees, you know, things like that, things of that nature. But yeah, every year it kind of, you know, makes me reminisce about those times that that I was able to go and run around the town. And it was, you know, the streets were filled with kids and flashlights. And there's always, you know, there's always that dark street that you walk down and you were kind of freaked out because maybe you're going a little bit off the beaten path and there's no street lights or anything like that. Ooh, I love that. I love thinking about that stuff. And it was great. But yeah, so there were a couple times, I'd love to tell you guys a couple of stories, a couple of times that I got myself into a little bit of trouble. Now, I think I had just turned about 12, maybe 13 years old, and, this was kind of the age where you start to really kind of do mischievous things. You're staying out just a little bit later in the night on Halloween or something like that. Your parents giving you a little bit more leash, so to speak, on those nights. Well, I thought it was a good idea to try my hand at getting some pranks in, right? Some tricks rather than treats. And I had always wanted to try the burning bag of poop that I had heard so much about from all my friends, who had probably never really done it in the first place. Everybody, you know, as a kid, everybody's talking a big game, but they never really do anything, right? But anyway, I actually got ambition. Can I use ambition in this sentence, for lack of a better term? I gathered up some big dog turds, put them in a paper bag, and scouted my neighborhood for the perfect porch to put this burning bag of poop on. Of course, it wasn't burning yet. I had yet to light it, so don't jump to conclusions there. But anyway, I came across this one place, and it had kind of this raised deck up to the the front door. And nobody was really around at that time, so I thought this was my chance. This was the perfect chance to do this. Now, like I said, it was you had to walk up a couple steps, or like four or five steps up to this little tiny porch, and then there's the front door right there. So I went up there, lit the bag on fire, put it down next to the door, and then knocked on the door. Now, they had this big, like, glass window on the door, so you could kind of see into it, see past, you know. And I noticed that the shadow was very, very close to the actual door when I knocked. So I had to think quickly and actually jump over the railing on the porch and then hide underneath the porch. And so I'm a little freaked out at this point because the person, I got underneath the porch, and so I'm standing there as somebody answers the door, sees this burning bag, and proceeds to just start stomping on it to put it out, right? And of course, it works like a charm. It worked better than I could have hoped for. Somebody actually stomped on this burning bag of crap. But here's the problem, is that this was a wood porch, of course, with the, you know, gaps in between the boards. And so I'm standing there, huddled, trying not to laugh because my plan is working. But then my plan, something goes, you know, extremely wrong, and I'm sure you've come to that conclusion already, is that the poop was coming down through the gaps in the boards and hitting me in the head. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that, that's just fantastic, isn't it? Just painting a real good picture. Oh, man. So I always remember that. I look back on that story with a little chuckle in my heart. However, you know, God, I hope my kid never does anything like that. I really don't. Because, you know, I mean, God, think about being the guy, too, that has the crap all over his shoe and now all over his porch. I don't know. I don't know if I'd think that was too funny if it was my place. But at least karma, in the end, won out and got me straight in the noggin. You know, so that's good. Anyway, let's take a quick musical break here, shall we? We're going to be featuring music today by this band called City and Horses, or The City and Horses. This band out of New York. This is somebody, band that Derek Sheen, the comedian Derek Sheen, turned me on to because they were like tweeting back and forth. And so I had to check them out, and they are really, really good, and I'm really enjoying their latest album, We Will Never Be Discovered. And we're going to play the title track from that album right now. If you would, please go and check out their website, thecityandhorses.com. They've got a show coming up at Pianos in New York on November 3rd, so our listeners over in New York, go and check these guys out. They're really good, and I'm guessing that their live show is even better. So We Will Never Be Discovered by The City and Horses, and we will be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears on this special Halloween edition of Air Raid. All right. Here's the song. We'll be right back. And taps from the chaps above. They know we're covered. We will never, we will never, we will never, we will never be discovered. We'll be right back. I think it was in high school when I started to take these little trips out to Silverdale. I would drive into Silverdale by myself if I was having just kind of a boring, slow evening, which, you know, not to be sad, not to put a sad spin on this episode, but happened quite a bit. Anyway, I would go out to Silverdale, and I would just hang out at Barnes & Noble in Silverdale. Now, mind you, this was like a 45-minute drive, 45-minute to an hour drive away from my parents' house. And I would just sit there for hours, and I would just read Fangoria magazine. Just flip through that magazine and find little, like, special effects books and stuff like that, and just pore over those magazines for hours at Barnes & Noble. Because it was free. It was free entertainment. I would never buy anything. I would just sit there and read those magazines. So going to the Cube 93 haunted house was a real pleasure. And seeing, like I said before, we got the full tour upstairs of the makeup room and everything like that. So that's where we're going to start this thing. We started recording and talked to the makeup artists. Derek Sheen was lucky enough to get some like these scratches painted onto his arm with the corn syrup blood, which they were saying was like goat blood, but it's not. It's not. Let's be truthful. But yeah, it was really cool. And for somebody who was mildly obsessed with effects makeup for a large part of his life, this was making me pretty giddy. So here we go. Let's start off right here up in the effects station of the Cube 93 Haunted House 2013.
So this is the room where you get ready.
Yeah, is this the costume room?
This is where everybody puts on their shit.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Got a great cast.
I am in heaven right now. This is amazing. That's one of the clowns from Killer Clowns.
It's
from
Hell.
Oh, right, right. Pardon.
So this is where all the magic is done. We have three stations going on with people getting into makeup, and then we have at the end we have our blood
station. You got your blood bucket. So what do you guys use for blood? What's in the blood?
If we were to tell you, it would have to shoot you.
So, okay, so it's real.
Yeah, we let it clot a little bit.
You guys are going for authenticity, yeah, and you have a jar full of, like, eyeballs.
So yeah, cool. This is actually the only thing that's fake in the room.
Oh, really? No, okay, so those are not used.
Yeah.
We got thick blood, we got thin blood.
Okay, so what's the difference? Like, what do you use? Like, different viscosities for blood?
Some
you must be the,
you're
you? The makeup artist, yes. Right? What's your name?
My name's Rochelle.
Rochelle, mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Nice. Like the different types of blood, what do you use each one for here?
Oh, each one for? Oh, this is actually this is a little bit thicker. This is for clotting. They're good for scars.
Yeah?
If you want, I could put some on the microphone a little bit.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, it clots, and you can make really good fresh
like
slashes,
scars and stuff like that.
Slashes and
oh, man.
And then you could put
here,
on
yeah.
Your
can we do a little can, do, can you do like a tester right here?
Yeah, one's kind of a slot station.
Did you do
so
that yourself?
No,
No.
I actually went and got a shot yesterday, and she dropped the needle and bent it.
Oh, wow.
So.
We actually, that sounds terrible.
Here.
Well, I'm getting some. Oh, smart.
We actually have a blood splatter department. I'm the makeup department.
She gets so excited when that happens. She's really blessed.
I'm just going to wear a short sleeve shirt tonight's show.
The burns,
there we go.
The
so Derek is getting a nice slash mark.
The greatest thing that's ever happened.
Is this just the best?
Man.
Are you so happy right now?
Yeah. This is awesome. This is so
oh
great. Oh, you're the best.
I'm giving it this effect like a
oh man.
Like a werewolf.
Yeah, I love
yeah.
it.
Slashed it or
this is like the
your
howling
ex-girlfriend.
Eight.
Carla.
Yeah. Old Carla.
Oh,
you know, she's
Carla.
Still on my bowling team. And still talk to Carla. I have to. She
owes me $500.
She's really got me by the short hair. So
I think
I'm old.
Like,
yeah.
The bruise really, like,
yeah,
that
really makes
that really
pop, kinda
yeah.
accentuates it a little bit.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So is that like corn syrup? You guys use corn syrup for that?
No.
Can you eat that?
If you want to.
Yeah, it's actually edible.
It's edible. I don't know how sweet it is, though. That's not that. It's all right, sweet. I mean, a little sucrose.
Yeah. Well, I also sweat garlic.
A little
so.
Cinnamon. Full of pumpkin, nutmeg, spice.
It's a corn syrup mix, but it's got a couple
nice. Oh, and look up here. They've got like all the pieces for like so the faces.
All prosthetics, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. But it's just kind of a fun dream job.
Five or six
pieces.
That's
actually made from real leather, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we make our own.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Out of real human
usually,
faces.
Yeah.
That
all,
would like
we
be
have
the best.
High security here. We have a lot of people that do break-ins, and the people that we catch, we use their skin as
so you're going green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're environmentally friendly.
I now call it trophy hunting officially.
We actually, we're very sanitized. We sanitize very well. That's why the stench isn't very strong. You can't smell
it.
Oh,
I see. I see.
But yes.
Late plug-ins.
Plug-ins.
A lot of oh man, this is so cool.
We good to go, Brando? How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm okay.
Look at these masks, dude. So, are you, Brian, are you into horror movies at all?
I'm not really, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
Thank you.
I am a little girl at heart when it comes down to
oh,
it.
Oh man, this is going to be so
it's,
fun.
Yeah.
Walking through this with you and my wife.
Absolutely.
Did you... Derek, did you notice the Killer Clowns from Outer Space mask
did you
right there?
The Shockwaves mask.
Yep.
Yeah, Derek did. Shockwaves.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember.
And Hellraiser, there's
the
Hellraiser
Day
over
the
there.
Dead.
It's oh, that's Mary Poppins, dead. You guys.
Oh yeah,
Mary
that's
Poppins.
I don't see a lot of movies.
I'm trying to remember what the baby mask is from, and I want to say it's from.
I don't know. I recognize it from somewhere, but it looks pretty awesome. Rady, are you getting nervous at all or?
Oh no, I can totally handle this.
You can handle this? Okay. Well, we're gonna see about that.
And see about it. We will in just a moment here. First of all, we do want to remind you that Derek Sheen has got a new comedy album out. And you can find that at his website at DerekTime.com. And it's super good. After we went to the haunted house, we were on the list to go see Derek's show, his CD release show down there at the Seattle Comedy Underground. And it was awesome. And Brian Cook got up there and did a set. And a bunch of other people. Oh, man, it was really good. I have been, every time I go out and see some of the Seattle comedy that's going on right now, I am super impressed, you guys. So if you are around the Seattle area and you want to see some good comedy, just go out and check it out. Go to Laugh Hole. Go to the Comedy Underground. Go up to Kirkland. Go to Laughs. And just check out some of the comedy that is coming out of this town right now because it is fantastic. And Derek and Brian are two very good examples of that. And our friend Emmett Smith was... Emmett Montgomery went up and did a set at Derek's CD release party there on Friday night as well. And it was, oh man, he killed. Everybody there killed it, man. It was so good. It was so great. So great. Let's see. Let's do this. Let's take another musical break, shall we? We're playing music, featuring music today from the fantastic band The City and Horses. From out there on the East Coast, out in New York. They've got a show on November 3rd at Pianos. So go and check that out. This song's off their latest album, We Will Never Be Discovered. It's called this, let's see. It's called The World's Tallest Man. When we get back, we'll be taking you on the tour of the Cube 93 Haunted House. We start off, we're kind of walking down the stairs. Going outside, they're giving us kind of the red carpet treatment there. Get to go in front of all the kids, and then we walk through the door, and we're in it, man. And we're in it. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I tried to be as descriptive as possible as to what was going on, but it was a little difficult. It was a little difficult. Okay, so we'll see you on the other end of this. This audio wonderland that we're gonna provide to you here. Oh man. Okay. This is The World's Tallest Man by The City and Horses. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us, won't you?
Their role, and they know what to do, and but it also seems like it's a year-round thing, right? Like, this, you guys yes. are working on this all year.
Absolutely. Yeah, we get together with this cast.
When do you kind of start putting together what you want to put up and everything?
We start in February.
You do?
And, yeah, and we start doing tear out, and we try to make the show different every year so that way people can come back and experience something new.
Yeah.
We're always trying new. We're kind of a baby step group here. We're not trying to give it all to you in 1 year. We want you to... We've got many years of things to think about.
Yeah.
So.
It's so cool. Is it very different from year to year?
Yes, it is. Yes. This year, actually, we changed the front. Actually, we opened up a new portion of the morgue from the landlord. He's allowed us to open it up for the first time since 65.
Yeah.
Wow. It's good stuff. So.
There's some bodies out.
Yeah. Shit,
man. Okay, do you guys do a wet pants countdown?
Oh, yeah, we do. And actually, we do a bonus on Friday and Saturday nights to the best actors.
Can you turn this light off?
Nice, nice.
Yes, we can.
So, yeah, it's a fun group. They just love to scare. It's hard for an audition with these guys, too, because with folks that come here, because a lot of them aren't very good at doing an audition. They're quiet, turn the lights off, whole other person.
Yeah,
whole other person.
The character comes out, huh?
Petite gal, good-looking little gal, turn the lights off and get her in a costume, and holy smokes. Yeah, a whole different planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for. So,
and you get a lot of return people that come back in. And I'm sorry, I forgot to press record when we first walked in here, so I thought we were recording that whole thing. But
We thought this was a professional operation.
Yeah, okay. Well, you see the size of this microphone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, as far as return actors, we have them come back a lot. Yeah, we've got, like I said, 90% of the cast here is return. So we get a couple of people new every year. Somebody moves out of town. College, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of method actors, people that are just staying in character? They kind of have to be in character.
I thought you were going to say a lot of actors on meth.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't take them out for drinks after because they're just like, I can't go out. I hate everybody. I'm a murderer.
No, but they'll play the part for a couple hours afterwards because they got to wind down. Kind of like playing softball or sport, you know, they got to wind down afterwards. These guys will be here till 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, still playing the part. Yeah.
They've exhausted their like Law and Order stint. They've been on every different Law and Order episode, so they can't.
So great.
Takes them a while to get into.
They gotta find something else. Oh man, this
looks. A little time here getting into part two.
So we're standing in this room right now. It's kind of like the surveillance room, and we're watching these people walk through the haunted house down below us, on all these different screens. And I gotta tell you, I'm super excited to do this.
Absolutely, thank you.
I haven't been to a haunted house in years, and this is like a pro one. I don't think I've ever been to like a professional haunted house.
Well, we're trying here, so
we really are.
I can see that you're trying a little 18th season, and we just keep on trying.
This is great, man.
This is light years removed from the sports equipment locker at the elementary school where they would hold a haunted
house.
That was
horrifying.
It had a different kind of horror. Yeah, right. The haunted house. Right.
That was scary too.
Not Tuesdays.
Oh man!
Are you
gonna
be okay?
Oh man! There's screams.
Well, are you guys ready to go?
Let's do it. Let's do this.
I have some more up here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Morgan.
That door right down there, Scott.
Why do I exit? Is that the emergency exit?
No.
I came all the way down here from wherever. Sure.
We're looking forward to going.
Look, it just did scares them.
Oh yeah. You know, that's what we're aiming to get you guys. If we don't get you a couple times, we're not doing our job. Anything under that, pretty simple.
So, and I'm going with a full bladder. I really want to be here.
We're always telling you to make sure you use the bathroom before you go.
Yeah, we're looking to make a mess in there, Scott.
Absolutely. We have a janitor just for the job. Is that thing on?
Yes.
Okay. He's got a we can't really tell you his name.
It's uncensored.
Over
you can,
over
the air.
You can say whatever you
his
need.
His name is Fuckles.
Oh, he's the janitor here. Yeah. He'll come out here in a little while.
Sweet.
You know why they call him Fuckles? Because he likes to fuck. Come on, let's go.
That makes sense. So how many people do you let through at a time?
That's about as big as we get. It's a whole family. Normally it's about six.
About the size of your group.
But Larissa is so nice that she lets the whole family go.
They need support, probably.
Larissa's been up here for many years. She keeps everybody calm. I thought I really needed to have a big guy up here, but she keeps everybody calm until they go in the door.
Right on. I'm getting a little nervous, Derek.
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I need to empty my bladder, and I'm hoping that this is the place to do it.
Well, Fuckles will clean it up for you.
Can't wait. That's honestly how all of the horror movies start, where they're like, we have a janitor that comes by here every night. You know why they call him that? And then you're like, oh, we'll just drive up to the cabin anyways. We're fine.
Yeah.
We've got it.
We're okay. Who's got the hot chick that's coming with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always one.
Okay, we're waiting.
All right, you guys ready?
We're ready, man.
All right.
Here we go.
Enjoy yourself.
All right. Thanks for coming. There's a guy bowing somebody. Oh man. Oh Jesus Christ.
Alright, you go first.
I'm not ducking yet.
We'll let Brian and Murray take a turn here. Oh, we're having to crawl through a small corridor here. Oh, hey there, lady.
Oh my God!
This guy.
Oh, and it's moist. There's moisture.
Moisture coming through.
Oh, from the sprinkler.
How you feeling?
This is so cool.
Oh, there's body parts we need to get through. Hanging from the ceiling. Okay, what's that gonna be? Yeah. Guy in dreadlocks.
These corridors are so tight.
It's very dark in here right now. I'm not sure if this is gonna make for good fake radio or not, but oh my God. We're walking through this strobe light. There's like a river of blood running down below. Oh my God, this is insane. What the shit? Have you guys looked below your feet? There's like a serious river of blood.
Oh, it's so disorienting.
Strobe lights, you can't see much. This is insane. Hello, sir. Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, this way.
Stick around.
We already met this guy. Sinister.
It's my uncle. Fine.
Down! Right this way! Get out of the guy!
Whoa! Hey, fella!
Oh man.
It's very there's a lot of like existing, holy shit, there's like a electrical thing going off up above that's shooting sparks. And now we're in the sea of barrels here. Oh, I quit turning around.
Oh my god.
Of walls. Whoa. This is creating quite the optical illusion in here. Ah. Oh man. Okay. Now we're cool.
Where are you going? Help me!
Okay, now we're in a hall of mirrors, and I can see my own face because there's a little red light showing in the mirror. Whoa, Jesus Christ! It's very dark. It's very dark. And there's a... drawbridge there?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh,
hey. Okay.
Just determined to loosen that ladder right up.
Wow. Have you peed yourself yet there?
No, not yet.
How you doing back there, man?
Oh, I'm glad I drank a lot of beer before we did this. I am really pent up.
That was probably the best. That was okay. Oh, we're through now. So Jesus. Maybe we're not done. We're not. Oh, God. Okay. There's a spinning hallway.
Oh, dude.
This is like in Universal Studios where you drive through it in the tram, right?
I don't know what to do.
And everything's...
do.
Yeah, because it's very disorienting. It makes it look like the whole thing is turning. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it feels like the doorway is turning.
The doorway is turning. Oh, my God. Okay, don't
Are
look.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
I mean, we're doing
it's like
it together,
it's... Buddy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because it's...
It's got to be... Wait, it's not. It's just, it's an optical illusion. Oh my God, it feels like it's turning. Jesus.
Oh, it's so great.
Holy crap.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, now it's super dark. Derek, how you doing back there?
Great. Daddy, come on, just walk.
Oh my God, I'm still very disoriented from that. I want to go through that again. It smells like gasoline.
Oh, that means it's good. Ah, it's on a second. Oh, God.
Whoa. I'm still super disoriented. Oh, man. Holy shit.
How you feeling?
Oh, after that thing.
Yeah.
The tunnel. How'd that treat you? We're out, by the way, now.
I know. I'm glad I had a couple cocktails before that. That was definitely a great idea.
Wow.
Real solid.
Real solid.
Now your sweatshirt's ruined.
Oh, it's all right. I'll wash it 8 times.
Rady, how do you... I heard some screams coming for you. You did okay?
That was actually pretty scary. I went in thinking that I wasn't going to buy any of it, but it was really scary.
It was super
and people
good.
Got like really up in your face. Like, well, I really thought they were going to touch me.
So I did a terrible job of like relaying information during that whole walkthrough, but the bridge, like the wood bridge that you walk over, and it's super dark, and the strobe light's like just fixated at a certain strobe where it's like, it's blinking on and off just slowly enough to where it's really pitch fucking black for a moment there, and then all of a sudden there's this like zombie in front of your face.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, the coffins, the dipping floor, the uneven floor with all the coffins, and I'm like, nah, something's gonna happen here. And it certainly did, twice.
Those screams in the background, not pre-recorded, by the way.
No. Everybody is screaming. It's very good. Is that the janitor?
Blood mops.
Is that
There are definitely things.
Is that, was that Fuckles that just passed us?
That might have been Fuckles. Okay. Okay. Well, let's go. Let's try to go find Scott. Maybe we should take a picture. I think we should get a picture.
We need to take a picture.
All right. We'll be back in a moment.
So that was like the first haunted house that I'd been to in many, many years. I think the last one that I went to, like professionally done haunted house, was back when I was in sixth grade. Or not even sixth, God, it wasn't even sixth grade. It was probably like maybe third grade. And they took all these portables at my elementary school. And like, there were hallways connecting all these portables. And they just made this huge haunted house. I could not go through the thing. But I wanted to so bad. I guess later on I went through, you know, like the Disney haunted house and stuff like that, but that was nothing like this. It wasn't gory, anything like that. It was just a bunch of ghosts. Oh man, but it was fantastic. We got to thank Scott there with the Cube 93 haunted house, or the Georgetown Morgue haunted house. Got to thank him so much for being such a gracious host and taking us on the tour and giving us free tickets. That was very, very nice. So the Georgetown Haunted House is open until November 3rd. So please go and check this thing out. If you live here in Seattle, this is something that you need to do before it closes. And I'm sorry that we got this up kind of late. We should do this maybe earlier next year so we can put the word out there. But yeah, closes last day, last night is November 3rd. So go and check it out. It's at www.cube93.com. Do that. And then also check out this awesome band, The City and Horses, at thecityandhorses.com. Buy their album. Go to their show at Pianos in New York on November 3rd. And then, of course, our good friend, Derek Sheen, derektime.com. Go do that. And for us, for the sake of this podcast, please, I am down on bended knee right now in audio form, of course. Go and rate and review the show on iTunes. It really does help continue to get great guests on the show. And we've got a whole bunch of great guests coming up for you in the weeks ahead. So do that, will you? Please, just go to iTunes, rate and review the show. It'll only take you 5 seconds. Come on. Come on. I know you want to. We're going to go out this week with yet another song from The City and Horses. This one's off of their record. Let's see. We Will Never Be Discovered. Out now. You can go to their website and buy it. Do that. This song's called War Paint. And we'll be back next week with yet another new episode of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. This is War Paint by The City and Horses. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.